In the Quiet, written by Eliza Henry Jones and read by Jennifer Valetic. I don't know how I died. That's strange, isn't it? To be dead and know that, but to not know how it happened. To not know my last memory. It's not something that I ever considered when I was alive. I can see and I can hear. And when I remember back to other times and other places, I see and hear them as though I'm reliving them. But when I remember, I miss things that are happening now. I miss chunks of time. I try not to remember. I try not to think. I watch and I listen and I hope to not miss any more time. Because time is all I have now. And how quickly it disappears. The first thing I am conscious of is my little girl, Jessa. She's sitting on the veranda wearing the blue dress I bought her last summer. She has perhaps worn it twice since then. She is coming into her teenage years and the dress already seems too short, riding high above her knees. She's fiddling with a nail from a horseshoe and keeps stamping her foot. There's bull ants, that's why. She stares left where the big paddock is. She makes a clucking noise with her tongue like she's coming in to a jump on her pony. Purple flowers from the jacaranda start to fall and she shakes her head free of them and glares up. "Don't!" she says. And above her head, Rafferty is hanging out a window, grinning, one hand wrenching a branch backwards and forwards. "I said don't!" She is on her feet, fist clenched around the horseshoe nail. She runs inside, straight into her father.
"Whoa," he says, patting her. "Easy."
My husband, Bass, Sebastian, is a farm boy. He has always been prone to stroke me and make cooing noises whenever I was unhappy or unsettled. Has been prone to make clucking noises like Jessa if I walk too slowly down the street. When he is impatient or bored, he will blow his breath out in a raspberry that sounds like a relaxed Clydesdale. Sometimes I sense he wants to give me a good kick, like he would when riding a stubborn horse. I miss his hands, the warmth of them. If I could still feel, I'm sure the yearning for them would be enough to make me ache.